Fifth gear, free will driver's license. Please be sure to follow us at our new Instagram page at 721 Ministries Live, at 721 Ministries Live. Have you had to take away a parent's driver's license? It is excruciating for everyone involved. For you, the pain is knowing the pain you are inflicting on your parent. For your parent, well, let's think about why it is so very painful for anyone to give up their driver's license. What are we really giving up? Our independence, our ability to do what we want, when we want, to go anywhere, anytime we like. In short, we are giving up our freedom, and we are now dependent on others. That dependence on others is perhaps the most troubling. Several years ago, we had 721 Ministries free will driver's licenses made up. We then handed them out to the men, but with this caveat: do not take one unless you are willing to turn in your free will license to your Heavenly Father. To give up our independence, our ability to do what we want, when we want, to go anywhere, anytime we like, is terrible. But I would ask, how did all that self-independence actually work out for you? One thing I can promise you, with no concern about overselling it, dependence on Jesus is the fifth gear life that is truly life. That's 1 Timothy 6:19. Once we surrender our free will driver's license to Jesus, we are suddenly and for the first time actually free. Ponder this declaration and warning from the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Paul, or the Holy Spirit through Paul, is constantly stressing the freedom of our life with Jesus. But the warning is there as well. And do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. What is that yoke of slavery? Yourself. A slave obviously has no free will, and our innate slavery to ourself is the worst kind of slave driver. A slave has no freedom, but a follower of Jesus has, because it is for freedom that Christ set us free. In John 8:34 through 36, Jesus drives this home. Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. A real life example of no free will. Recently a man told me about cursing and popping the bird at someone in traffic. He is a fine man, well-mannered, bright, and with a fond sense of humor. He was absolutely mortified and ashamed of himself and tried to explain what had him so unhinged at that moment. Argument with his wife, the recent political news. Now I ask you, was this ordinarily fine man operating in his free will when he popped the bird? Sorry for repeating that. It's just kind of fun to say. I say he was not. What came out of his mouth and on his hand was a product of anything but his free will. May you, my friend, surrender, give up your free will driver's license so you may experience the freedom of Jesus's free will as you learn to put your dependence on him.